أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأنجيناه وأهله إلا امرأته كانت من الغابرين وأمطرنا عليهم مطرا فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المجرمين صدق الله العظيم. The discussion is on Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam and his people. He had come to his people, he invited them towards Allah. Their disbelief in Allah was one issue. The other issue was the fahisha, the promiscuity, the indecency, man approaching man. And Lut alayhi salatu wassalam continued to invite. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says, the approximate period of Lut alayhi salam inviting his people was for 30 years. He went on and on inviting them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They did not adhere to the commandments of Allah. They would not listen to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. In this surah Al-A'raf, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very briefly says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّمْ رَأَتَ. Then we emancipated, we saved Lut alayhi salatu wassalam and his ahl and illam ra'ata besides his wife. In Surah Hud, for example, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the coming of the angels who visited first Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, gave him the glad tidings of a son, and then those same angels had gone to the area of Sodom, and there they began to destroy the city. How the destruction had taken place, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. But when we look at Surah Hud once again, and then we look at Surah Hijr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks a bit more in detail. فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَنْضُودٍ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. And then before that Allah Ta'ala said, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ. That first a very loud crying, screeching sound that had begun from above. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the upper crust of the earth becoming the lower crust. We had made the upper crust of the earth the lower. In other words, we turned the earth upside down. In the riwayat it comes, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam lifted these cities, and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam brought it towards the sky. In one narration, if there was a glass filled with water right up to the brim, with one wing so meticulously he brought it up that the drop of water would not drop out of that glass. In other words, he brought it up so straight. وَأَمْطَرُنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began the rain of stones. What stones? Clay stones that were made of hard clay, one on top of the other, showing the abundance of clay, of stones that had come down. And then مُسَوَّمَةً. مُسَوَّمَة, each one was pointed towards a person, targeted towards a person. It comes in the narration that the name of each and every person of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, their names were written on a stone, and it was that stone that came and that stone that destroyed. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam had taken the city, turned it upside down. Now here Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّمْ رَأَتَا فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam that in a portion of the night, you are going to take your ahl. Who is the ahl? If we literally translate the word ahl, it will refer to household, the people, the family of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. But generally the ulama have stated it was the daughters of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, and they were one household that accepted Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, and probably others, few that had accepted Lut alayhi salam as the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So all of them have been included. However, illa mara'ata, but his wife. Now his wife, she had not brought iman. She had not brought iman like Allah Ta'ala shows in Surah At-Tahrim. However, she was not a promiscuous woman. It is very important for us to note this. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that ma ra'at imra'atu nabiyyin qattu, that a wife of a nabi had never committed any form of promiscuous act. Allah ta'ala had, because of protecting nubuwat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected their wives from being unchaste or from being immodest, etc. They could have committed kufr, but not committed zina. And hence, she was a sympathizer of the people that were doing wrong, breaking the commandments of Allah, engaged in the sodomy. So there are two ways of looking at the ayah, فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ. Either his wife had not left, would Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, or she had left. And Allah Ta'ala's command was that nobody should look behind except his wife that looked behind out of sympathy for people that broke the commandments of Allah Ta'ala to this magnitude. And hence she was also amongst those that were given the adab, that in that narration it comes, a stone also came, hit her and also killed her. Kanat min al ghabirin, she was from those that were lagged behind, that was left behind. In other words, she did not get emancipation. Would Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, wa amtarna alayhim matara. Allah Ta'ala says, and we send down the rains of stores, and we send down the rains, a special kind of rain, and that will be the rain of stones. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Then see, behold, what is, or how would the aqibah, the consequence, the end be of the mujrimeen, those that broke the commandments of Allah, those that sinned. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala completes the incident, very brief, of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of being obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.